French holder of world's oldest dog title dies aged 30. By Breitbart London on May 15, 2026. Villy Le Pelou, France, AFP, a French toy spaniel named Lazare thought to have been the world's oldest dog has died aged 30, his carer said on Friday. AFP contacted the Guinness World Records to find out if Lazare had held the record before he passed away on Thursday, but did not receive an immediate response. Lazare, a puppy-owned dwarf spaniel with stand-up butterfly ears, was born on December 4, 1995, according to animal charity worker Anne-Sophie Moyon. He spent most of his life with the same companion until she died and he ended up at the charity's shelter. Ophélie Boudel, a 29-year-old single mother, fell in love with the animal 1 year her senior at the shelter last month. She had initially intended to find a pet for her mother, she told AFP, but instead ended up taking Lazare home to her 9-year-old son and 2 cats. He had been found next to the body of his owner, she said she was told. I spent half an hour sitting next to him, then I said, "Listen, if nobody wants to take him, I don't mind. As long as he gets on with the cats," she told AFP. Lazare, who Boudel called our little grandpa baby, died just weeks later. He started slipping away in my arms last night, she said. He was off to reunite with his first carer. At 30 years and 5 months old, Lazare wore nappies, could no longer hear or see, and slept almost all day. But Boudel said he was delightfully spirited. He really has such an endearing personality, she told AFP earlier this week, cradling him at home in the southeastern town of Villy Le Pelou. When Moyon and colleagues discovered Lazare's age, they thought Lazare might be the world's oldest dog, she said. They verified his birth date in 2 registries, and filled in the paperwork to register him for a possible record as a joke, she added. A Portuguese Rifeiro do Alentejo named Bobby was thought to be the oldest dog when he died, reportedly aged 31 in 2023, according to the Guinness World Records website. But a review in 2024 found there was not enough conclusive evidence of his age.